Torah Way, Northwest London, a base to Chol HaMoed Pesach, 9th of April, Habocha Yoshua Godlevsky, Chometz on Erev Pesach.
I've heard your chelak adrush, or our god, or whoever it was. We can have a stickle ear now, if I'm not prepared for it. So the title of Mamre Kaimus is one Mamre Kaimus. It says Chometz in the Erev Pesach. What does it mean, Chometz in the Erev Pesach? There's a lot of topics to speak about Chometz in the Erev Pesach. I want to speak about one specific thing, which is owning Chometz in the Erev Pesach. Not eating Chometz, not from 11 o'clock. I want to speak out from Chatzos. Ask few people there of Yom Tov. After Chatzos, is Chometz in Erev Pesach, is it Deraisa or Darabanan? Said, no, Darabanan, no. So I'm like, so what's the argument from 11 o'clock or from 10 o'clock? Say, ever. Rabbi Huda and Meir, they argue in the Gemara, which hour you start. That's what's Darabanan, right? Answer is no, it's deraisa. From Erev Pesach after Chatzos, it's deraisa not to eat chametz. Not to eat chametz, not to have chametz, not to own chametz. The shaila is the chachamim made the maktan 2 hours beforehand, so that there should be a buffer zone to make sure that we're careful not to eat, that we don't be over on the deraisa. What deraisa is it? That's especially what I want to speak about. What asay is it? What mitzvah deraisa is it not to have or eat chametz in Erev Pesach? What's klar in the Gemara is? One thing is klar in the Gemara, and that is that it's tashpisu. Shtei in pasuk ach piyem yushin tashpisu soyim b'teichem. So the one thing which is clear, that Erev Pesach from Chatzos, which is from 1 to 5, whenever it is, 1 to 3, then tashpisu kicks in. So there's mitzvah of tashpisu. What about, everyone knows we have Bali Roa, Bali Motze? Does that kick in? What about, there's another, I heard someone whisper just now, Lo Sishchat, does that kick in? So, the Gemara says, nothing really. We have to leave it to the Achronim to speak about if Bali Roa kicks in. Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't. Mishnah Berurah is Machriah, that there's no Bali Roa Erev Pesach, there's no Bali Motze Erev Pesach. But if it's one for the purpose of this drasha, it's one thing. I know you can consider it two things, but Bali Roa Bali Motze is one thing for this drasha at least. So either way, we have Bali Roa Bali Motze. Is Mishnah Berurah says there's no Bali Roa Bali Motze. If you look in Shah Tzion, he brings a host of Ma'amar Kaimus for this. One is this Magen Avraham, but he says you look at Rashi. He brings two Rashis, one's in Bava Kama and one's in Pesachim. Actually, most Achronim bring Rashi in Bava Kama, but really there's Rashi in Pesachim as well. Rashi in Pesachim says very, very clearly, it's in Daf Dalet this. It's in Daf Dalet, the Rashi says that there's a Bali Roa Bali Motze on Erev Pesach. The other thing is the Ramas Chalbein, the Rudah Bein Lomir. You can check it up. So we have, so far, Aseh of Tashpisu, and the love of Bali Roa Bali Motze lefi Rashi. So Machalikas, Magen Avraham says not. Most people say not. There's another love, Le Sishchat. Which means that you can't shech the carbon Pesach. Literally, positive speaking, you can't shech the carbon Pesach when you have chametz existing in your rishus. Literally, lo sishchat al chametz al dam zivchi. Lo sishchat al chametz. Wherever the positive is, yeah. So, is lo sishchat, is that a lav if you actually shechting in the times of Beis Hamikdash? Or even nowadays, when we haven't got Beis Hamikdash, or in the times of Beis Hamikdash, if you're not shechting for whatever reason? Rashi in the Chumash says, the Rambam says, Le Sishchat is referring to the Bnei HaChabura, all the Chevra in the Chabura, the guy Shechting, and the Kohen, all these people. But, in the Machalikas, in the Gemara, it's not so clear. Because, if you look through in Daf Heim Pesachim, the Gemara has a Shaka Vitaria to understand exactly how we know that Erev Pesach, there's a you're not allowed to have chametz, not to own chametz. This is all in Daf Hei, the Sugya. And the Gemara brings about six or seven different pshatim, exactly how you know. One of pshatim is Rava. Rava says, lo sishchat. That's his makor, lo sishchat. Okay, so does that mean there's a lav if I don't shecht? If I'm not shecht in the Karban Pesach, there's still a lav? Or just a, you know, a gilui, is it a savara that, you know, since we have tashbisu, and you know you're not out of shecht chametz on the Erev Pesach, so it makes sense. Lo sishchat will extend to talking about the whole Erev Pesach. But is that a lav? Tosfos says, that's not a lav. Tosfos says there's no lav. It's just the svar ba'ama. You see, like I just said, you see tashbisu is asa, as in tashbisu is a mitzvah, you see tashbisu. So you see that sishchat also extends, makes sense. Svaru, he says these words. Svaru, that extends to the whole Erev Pesach, even if you're not shechting, even if you're not in times based on Mikdash. Rashi doesn't say such a thing. Rashi doesn't say svaru. Rashi doesn't say, since you see hashpasa. Rashi says one thing. Since the time of shechting on Pesach is an Erev Pesach, isur kol hayom. The issa is the whole day. That's what he says. So it seemed to say that there's a love of lo sishchat, according to Rashi at least, the love of lo sishchat on Erev Pesach. I'll bring another ra'ah to this. The Rambam says that there's asay of tashbisu on Erev Pesach. This is the beginning of Perek Beis in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. There's asay of tashbisu. Then he continues, v'ra'ah ledava. There's a ra'ah to this. What's the ra'ah? So there's lo sishchat. And you see, you can't shecht with the chametz around. You can't shecht Karban Pesach, can you? That's the raya. So the Agos Ramach on the side, he asks, what do you mean? Why is Rambam saying a raya? It's a lav. Lav lo sishchat. Now, if the lav lo sishchat is only if you have a Karban Pesach, it's not a question on the Rambam. It's only a question on the Rambam if he holds that a lav lo sishchat is a lav, is a proper lav. Anytime. The whole from Chatzos. So far approved. There's a tashbisu, that's according to everyone. We've also said, Bali Roy is Machaikas, Magen Avraham, Rashi. Rashi says there is Bali Roy Bali Matzah, isn't Daf Dalot. And the third lav, what's this lav? Lav Le Sishchat. So, it's quite big already, you know? On the Erev Pesach, we have two lavim, and Asay. What about on Pesach itself? On Pesach itself, what do we have? So we all know we have Bali Roy Bali Matzah, that's clear. Shiva Samad, it says very clear in the Psukim, you can read it up, Pastor's Boy. That's very clear, it's Bali Roy Bali Matzah. What about Tashbisu? Is there a mitzvah asay Tashbisu on Pesach alone? Everyone knows, you find Chametz Pesach, it's on Yom, you have to cover it, it's Muktzah, you can't touch it, and you have to burn it on Pesach on Chol HaMoed. So is there a mitzvah to burn it, or is it just not to be over on Bali Roy anymore? Is there a mitzvah of a Tashbisu? The Rambam says, so well, let's answer this now. The Rambam says that you get Malkus for Bali Roy Bali Matzah if you buy Chametz on Pesach. Well, you only get Malkus if you do an active Issa. Just to keep Chametz from Erev Pesach to Pesach itself, you don't get Malkus because it's Lav Shein B'Maisa. Either way, so if you buy Chametz on Pesach itself, or if you bake a cake, then you're Chayav, you get Malkus. Again, if Bali Roy and Bali Matzah are two things, then you should get the two sets of Malkus. Let's keep it to one thing for now. Let's not increase more than we have to. Anyway, so on Pesach itself, you have Bali Roy and Bali Matzah, and you get Malkus for it. Now, can I ask you a question? All the Achronim ask this. If on Pesach, get Malkus, Bali Roy and Bali Matzah, if it's a say of Tashbisu, then why Is this love not a love? And it's a glass. All our friends ask this question. No? You hear the questions? Love, Bali Roy, Bali Matzah. Then you get Malkus for it. So love, Nitta Glass. What's the problem? Like you appreciate, you have Noisa. You leave over Noisa. You leave over the carbon. So, does you burn it. And then you don't get Malkus for it if you burn it.
Does Tashbisu apply the whole of Pesach?
That's what I'm asking.
Or only on Erev Pesach?
That's what we're going to get to. That's what we're going to get to. We're going to get to this now. So one, because of this Taina, the Shoel wants the Taina to know the Behuda. He has two Teshuvahs about this. Samach Aleph. You want the Tanya to know to be Yehuda? That, because of this question, it's a Bromba question, all the Achreinim ask it, there's no Tashbisa on Pesach. And therefore, it's very Gishmak. No Tashbisa on Pesach, it's not an Avitzik Asay. So, in this, what this Kashal is asking comes out. Two lav in Erev Pesach, Asay in Erev Pesach. What's two lav in Erev Pesach? When you're over the Matzah, and Le Sishchat, and you have Asay of Tashbisu. On Pesach itself, very possibly, according to this question, you only have Bali Arab al Matzah. Quite big, this, I think. No?
Why do you
have to burn? Not to be over in Bali Arab. You want to be over in Bali Arab every second. It's very serious. You have to burn it, get rid of it quick. Not because you have a mitzvah to burn it. Mavatal it, Machaik Snegamar. You can make a bracha for Star Bonon. So either way, there's plenty of answers to this. But the best answer is, I think, this is Al-Tlomdus. Al-Tzvar, the best answer is just to say that there's no say. If there's no say, then the whole question falls away. Most Achoylim, in fact, every Achoylim, does not hold this. Most people say that except for Israel, obviously, they would like to say that there is Tashbisa on Pesach itself. It's important to note, from the Sugya Dafei, which I'm quoting all the time, it doesn't say anything about Tashbisa on Pesach. All it says is, Ach B'Yomishon Tashbisa is referring to Erev Pesach. Six or seven different Mepharshim, exactly how. You have the Rishon, or is it Ach? All different, read out the Gemara there. No one says it's referring to Pesach then. You could say that the Diak from Rashi and Chumash, he says, May Erev Yom Tov, on this Pasuk of Ach B'Yomishon Tashbisa, he says, May Erev Yom Tov, from Erev Yom Tov. So maybe you could say from Erev Yom Tov, inclusive, on Yom Tov itself, maybe. Just to give one answer, there's actually the Kivei Gassis on the page, as in they bring on the page. He wants to say, I can't go into it now, too much detail, but he basically wants to say that there is a difference between Noisa and Pesach. The difference being that Noisa says in the Pasuk, you leave over the carbon, leave over more than one night or two nights, then you get Malchus. But if you burn it, then you won't get it. You've sorted out that the Loisa say. So that's the Nitzik say. The say is eradicating the Loisa say. That's what Lav Nitzik say is. Pesach is not a Lav Nitzik say. There's a Lav of Balyor Balimotze, there's a Asay of Tashbisu. Number four, anywhere, that Tashbisu will eradicate the love. You'll still have the love, still have a black stain on you. It won't take away the fact that you have kept or made chametz, not kept, you have brought chametz on Pesach. It won't ever take that away, they'll say. Why exactly, you have to know. That's what Kirik wants to say. Maybe we'll come back to another answer later. According to this, this person, the Shoyal, sent two tshuvas to Neid Vyoda. Neid Vyoda answered him why it's not allowed in the Tiklase. He goes through different svaras. He says about the Brocha, says about the Brocha situation. The person sent back to him another letter, arguing back him. I want to read out the first few lines, because it's got some good musa in it as well. This is in this, Simon Samach. Says Mechtove higi ani b'chal ha-moed ha-ava v'os ha-yodai ha-tsuris machmas ha-moed. Couldn't write in chal ha-moed, it's not important. V'achshav af ki kvas v'vuni ha-talmidim b'nei ha-yeshiva b'limut halacha v'toisvus. That's what they learn, halacha and toisvus. K'dakeinu ka'an la-haschel te-kvach ha-moed. We start straight away after chal ha-moed. Here we start on chal ha-moed toy away, but there they start after chal ha-moed. Shle-vatel ha-talmidim klal k'rabim heima. So he says that we start straight away, so he's not sure what to do. So we'll continue learning in Yeshiva, and I'll still answer. So he's saying that it's an interesting thing. He had the Yeshiva, and therefore I can't answer you. So we're in the middle of learning here now. It's like Stigl Bittel Torah, Grach, I think, says. Chaim says that it's just a Bittel Torah. If you go from one Sugya to another Sugya in the middle of learning it, you just break off the Nasuya, just a power of little Torah, I think. Anyways, it continues one more line. Masha pikvik ma lasai loyma da sei dash basa soy loy sheikha pesach rak bear pesach. And then it continues at Shuvah. Got it here if anyone wants to read afterwards. So yeah, it's a very starker tzad. So once again, on the Erev Pesach we have, is this the right time? 15 minutes. On the Erev Pesach we have two lavim and asi. On Pesach itself, maybe we have just a lav. Very possible. It's a starker tzad. It makes us realize, on the Erev Pesach, you know, I hope this person who said to me it's Darbonon realizes it's derisive now. It's very important, this. What's enough for me of all this? What do we care, really? This, we have to get rid of the chametz. It's the lav, it's asei. It makes no difference, really. And you have to get rid of it from 10 o'clock, from 11 o'clock, we have to sort out. There's two nafkminas I can think of. Maybe if there's any more, you can say it. One nafkminas, they get a malchus in Erev Pesach. If it's just an asei of tashpisu, there'll be no malchus. Right? It's just an asei. Don't get a malchus for an asei. If there's a bal yura and bal matzah, and a lo sishchat, very, very possible you get a malchus for both or for one, either all. What?
No, if you do
it. If you bake a cake in Erev Pesach.
You make the chametz on Pesach. You make it. Or you buy it.
You buy it, yeah. Go to Tesco. Erev Pesach. You'll be chayv, malchus. That's one afkmina. It's none afkmina. Is it isham? Okay, you have to sort that out. Once you've sorted that out, though. Even if it is bal yura matzah, I don't know why, but a lot of people say that you don't get malchus. That's another discussion though, it's another shit. There's not another nafkmina as well. Next nafkmina would be Isha. You know, Isha is in Mitzvah, Mitzvah Asei Shal Zman Groma. Why is Mitzvah on Arba Kaisers? Why is Mitzvah Matzah? The Gemara speaks about. The Gemara doesn't speak about why is Mitzvah on Tashpisu. Afheim Bais Anes, that's Mitzvah Matzah. Does that mean, does that reflect on Tashpisu? That a woman should be, Isha should be Chayav on Tashpisu? Seen two people who point out there's nafkmina. They don't make the whole cheshbon, but they just say if there's only tashpisa in Erev Pesach, one of the people got him, and I think Ibn Chaskhinah speaks about it as well. One other person, he says that there's a nafkmina Erev Pesach. If an isha, can an isha own chametz? Can't eat, definitely can't eat. That's a lav. They say that's another pasuk. But on Erev Pesach, can an isha own chametz after chatzos? Midoraisa, leave out their bottoms. Midoraisa. What's the nafkmina of that? Nafkmina of that is if you mekadosh isha with a piece of chametz on Erev Pesach. Remember, it's also banah for you. So it's not a shayla. That's getting a bit of a different discussion. If something which is also banah for you about worth, let's say, modai, the Gemara speaks about this. So again, another discussion. Point is, assuming that something which is also banah for you, you can use it to be mekadosh isha. Can you be mekadosh isha on Erev Pesach with a piece of cake? It's a big nafkmin as well. The pashtus is, by the way, pashtus is, there's only tashpisa Erev Pesach. Mishnah Berurah's machriya, there's only tashpisa Erev Pesach. This ishchat probably does not refer to Erev Pesach. Heaven mukhache is from all my rayas. So it's not mass nafkmina. I would say a practical nafkmina would be, if for whatever reason you are on Erev Pesach, after chatzos, and you realize you have a bottle of whiskey in a dira, and you didn't manage to sell it to a guy, and there's a woman next to you, I don't know why, but there is a woman next to you. Sell it to her, just better than you having it. I don't know if she would want to be over and I say it, maybe she wants to be frumah, but it's better than having it yourself. Sell it to her, at least, you know. Can't be your wife, because then you'll be owning it back again. That's nice nafkmina. Just to end off with one question though. End up with a question. We said before at the beginning of this chabura, we said that Rashi holds that there is lo sishchat on the Erev Pesach. Right? Why? Because Rashi says the words in the Gemara, Isuri kalayom. In other words, it doesn't say like Tosfos says, Svarahu, that Yashpasa, Tashmisu, therefore. No, he says straight out, Isuri kalayom. The problem is Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says when he as on the posuk of Ach B'Yemesh and Tashpisu, what does Rashi say? Rashi says on this posuk Merv Yom Tov because of Shinam Mepesach and Daf Hey, and he brings Rava. He brings a Rava says Lo Sishchat, and we say Lo Sishchat. In other words, he's combining the two. He's saying that it's not enough. You can't just come to Leis Chishchat. You can't just come into Tashpisu. He wants to combine the two. He wants to say that you have when you eat. Not it's like Tosa says in the Gemara, they have to come to Svaras. They have to come to Tashpisu. Why is Rashi not happy just to say Tashpisu is referring to Achmei Mishnah Tashpisu? Rava is a separate thing. If you're Rashi, it's a separate laugh. Why is he bringing in Rava? It sounds a little bit like Tosfos. We have to really finish. Just to give a very quick answer, it's Tamazai question this in Rashi. Anyway, why is he anyways mixing up two different people? It's six different Pshat in the Gemara. Picks out the third one and the sixth one. Like, random, picking up two random Pshatim. Back of the Gemara, the Mukher Agriv, he wants to say that even there's the Rashi brings the second one, the third one in the Gemara, right? Which is that Rishon is Mashma Rishon. That's what, how do we know? There's no steer and psukim that the Gemara says. There's just, how do you know by Ach B'yam Rishon is Mashma Erev Yom Tov? B'yam Rishon. Rishon is Mashma before Yom Tov. That's what it means. So he wants to say that even the person who says this Pshat will have to come onto Rava. Even in the Gemara itself. He doesn't say it's coming onto Rava. But then when the Gemara brings Rava later on about Leis Ishchat, Rashi and Tosis actually would like to hold that you have to combine the two. A little bit complicated, but that's the point. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.